the June primary, switching gears here to the vote by mail. I mean, we've been doing this on a scale for quite some time in North Dakota. I guess, is there any questions or concerns you have now that we're going to broaden that out throughout the state, or are we pretty confident that we've got all the resources from the legislature to handle the influx of vote by mail?
Well, I think we do. 33 counties already have been using vote by mail, so it's only been some of the larger counties that haven't. So the process is in the law. The procedure is pretty well set out. In this particular situation, the governor, through executive order, did make a couple of modifications. One is that for vote by mail, a county has to have one polling location open on election day, and that part has been waived so that a county doesn't have to have that polling location open. And, of course, that's because of the concern about people gathering at a polling location and casting their vote in person. Hopefully things change by June, but we don't know that now. And the process has to start now in terms of making those decisions. In fact, today at 4 o'clock is the filing deadline for candidates. And within just a few days, I certify the ballot. In just another couple weeks, we have to have the ballots ready 46 days prior to the election for military and overseas voting. And so things are underway. We're right now in the process of developing the mailing where applications will be sent out to all the voters in North Dakota that are recorded in the Central Voter File, which is a record of people who have voted in the past. And it'll be they can it'll be postage paid where they can send it back to their county auditor and in order to receive their ballot.
Very good. Secretary of State, very informational. I appreciate you taking time tonight. I know how busy things are out there. You take care. We'll talk again soon, all right?